Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You and Rise to Win for Our Youth Movement. I am Sandra Bueno, and I am coming to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. And with me today, I have an extraordinary guest, and we are delivering a one-time-only interview, and this is an exclusive interview. And those of you who are privy to be with us right now and to listen to this show live, you are in for a treat, because with me, I have a visionary, a philanthropist, an amazing marketer, and truly an individual whose heart is there beforehand and before anything else, but yet he does it in a way that really targets his outcome, really uses trends, uses insight, experience, expertise, and an amazing ability to see things that nobody else sees, to really take success by the horns. And his name is Matthew Bennett. Some of you may know him, but what he is going to share with us today really is about recreating ourselves, but also doing it in a way where you become empowered to take what you know and to share a strategy with others. And what I'd like to do really is give you a little background on who Matthew is. He has, number one, sold over 5 million books as an author. He has also raised millions of dollars for foundations. He has been involved with the American Heart Association, March of Dimes. He has co-published with Simon & Schuster. He has also won many awards. He is a two-time March of Dimes Volunteer of the Year, highly recognized national fundraiser, and a former state commissioner for California Special Olympics. At this time, I'd like to welcome you, Matthew, on this show.
Oh, thank you so much. What an introduction. Holy cow. Really appreciate it, and very excited to be here. Really, really excited to work with you, Sandra. I think ever since the first time I met you, I knew you were such a special person, and talk about having your heart in the right place and following through. Those words coming from you really do mean a lot.
Well, thank you, Matt, because you know what? That puts me right up into I read something that you had forwarded to me, and it really struck a note, because since I met you, it's my admiration for you and your work and how you just go through. You're a consummate professional. You're a person that stands behind your word, and I believe that today in our time, you know, there are no shortcuts to success, and you embody that in your action, in your words, in your detail, and really with what you bring to people. So being able to partner up with you and share your new project, your new venture, which is Write It, Print It, Sell It, How to Get the Book Inside You Out, it just comes at the right time. And I believe, you know, whether you're an author or a potential author or a regular person, an individual, irrespective of you working with a nonprofit or not working with a nonprofit, what you are bringing is more than just a tool for a specific industry or specific sector. You're bringing this to everyone, and everyone can apply it and use it in whatever area of their life they're in. So for me, it is an honor. And what I'd like to just, I'm actually looking for this. You say, I know you're fond of saying that the most steps to reaching major life goals are simple, but not easy. And the question to you is, what exactly do you mean by that?
That's funny. So you're, you know, it's funny because you're sort of starting with something that I love, I really love, and that is, I always tell people, look, it's not about the book. It is not about writing a book. Anybody, frankly, can write a book if they're literate. So the reason I say that most major life goals are simple but not easy, that's because, well, let's give you a couple of examples. Weight loss. People, it's such an issue in this country. Obesity, such a big issue. But you want to know something? Here's four steps that would control the obesity problem in this country. And I'm guaranteeing it. If people would eat smaller portions, if people would eat more frequently, learn not a lot, but even a little about nutrition, and exercise and move around more. So you say, wow, that's so simple. That's so simple. But you know what? It's not easy to do. We all know it. So it's simple, but it's not easy. And people's relationship with money. I learned a long time ago, there's five things to do with money. You earn it. You spend it, you invest it, you save it, and you give it away. Do all five things, and you'll have a much better relationship. It's so simple, right? But would you say it's easy? Is it easy, Sandra?
Matthew, I'm going to honestly put it on the plate right now, because everyone that's on this call and people who will hear me, they know, and like you said, my heart is definitely there to make a difference. It has not been easy for me with my relationship with money. And you teased me 2 years ago when you said to me, Sandra, you know, I turn on the faucet and there is money. And that stayed as a visual to me. It stayed as this poignant nucleus inside of my belly to say, okay, I got to figure it out. You know, and it really is about figuring it out. And like you say, it truly is,
and it's accepting that sometimes we have to do things that aren't so easy. So let me give you an example of how it applies with selling tons of books. So if you make just three telephone calls a day, and you have a good book project, you can sell tons of books. Because, think it through, that means you're making 15 calls per week. That means with 52 months in a year, you've got 780 chances to succeed and achieve there. 780 chances per year, and that's only three calls a day. So, you know, another way I like to remind people to keep it simple, and really simple, is that you definitely don't need to spend a lot of money on high-tech or elaborate presentations to do really big deals and to make big things happen. You know, we're small business people. I'm a small business person. We make things happen through our sincerity and our merit. And you don't need great gifts. You just need great desire.
I'm writing that down. So if you hear a pause, it's because I'm here writing down these nuggets that you give, because that's something that I saw in you the first time we met, and we met at this event where, of course, you know, it's an event that brought us together for publishing and you know, creating $1 million sales. And what I really saw about you that was unique was your simplicity. You know, very direct, very straightforward, you know, not a lot of hoopla, not a lot of this, which really makes it accessible to everyone. And, you know, like...
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Let me share one other quick thing, because I want people to get as much practical information out of this as they can. We have such a short time together. Let me just throw one other thing at you. You get organized and you stay organized. You make lists. Have systems, but have systems that suit your needs and help you maintain a comfortable pace, you know, so that you can be certain to set realistic goals and stick with them. It's so important. And then on the other side of things, sort of the philosophical side of keeping things simple, avoid spending time with people who don't believe in you and your dreams. You have to. I call them the energy vampires. You know, they don't have to buy your story, but make sure you don't buy theirs. It's a lot easier to get excited and focused than to stay excited and focused. So let's make sure we stack the deck in our favor. Surround yourselves with supportive people and you know, just make it work for you. And ultimately, you'll be a better person for them, too, in the long run.
Well, those are words that definitely come from, you know, a bigger perspective than your perspective of just being an author. You're also a coach, and you also go way back, where your history really allows you to say, okay, I've been there and done that, except for your first project where you saw a lot of books. What was that?
Oh, my very first project? Okay,
yes.
Well, I always like to kid with people and say, listen, I don't care what your book topic is, it doesn't matter. I'm guaranteeing you have a better chance than I ever did of selling millions of books. So people say, now, how can you possibly make that guarantee? Very simple. Because when I was not married, had no children, and had zero medical background, no medical background whatsoever, I wrote the Maternal Journal, which was a pregnancy guide, which became the most popular maternity guide in the country. So no matter what your topic is, you've got a better chance than I do.
And even Bill Cosby said something about that when he was interviewing you.
Oh, I
love it. He defended you.
Oh, I was so happy with what Bill Cosby said. It was so nice of him. He said, he started teasing me a little, and he got the audience laughing because, you know, I had, you know, who am I to do this? And then he turned on them, and he said, you know, it's on my little media kit thing on my website. He says, no, you're all laughing for the wrong reason. You think, you know, you're laughing because he doesn't have the right to do this. but he does have the right. He cares, and that alone gives you the right. And I don't want to sound like I'm bragging. You know, he said that, but that applies to all of us. That applies to all of us. If you care, that gives you the right to participate. It gives you the right to chase your dream, to you know, create your project the way with your vision, the way you see it.
And you are that example. You are the example of a person. Again, you know, you took your profession, you took what you knew, and maybe even what you didn't know, and you created it. You created it. You made it happen. You brought opportunity to yourself. But you were also just, you know, a genius with how you got the maternal journal. Even, you know, these images stay in our stories. They stayed in mind to, you know, to help me up when I was down, to help me up with, you know, bringing me hope and faith. And that's what I'd love to get across to the audience, that you are an embodiment to possibility and to creativity and to believing in yourself and then to just taking it on and going forward. Can you share how you actually got going with that? What was the idea that led you to contacting the company?
Well, I mean, that gets a little complicated into my actual system of how I do things, but basically, again, it's super simple. I mean, the pieces are, you know, I encourage people to create a one-liner for themselves, an elevator speech, and then most importantly, a one-sheet, a single piece of paper that we teach you how to construct that encapsulates your entire project. Because let me tell you something. If you can't explain your project in the simplest of terms so that everyone can understand it and you can't simplify it and be excited about it, how can other people understand it and get excited about it, right? Doesn't that make sense?
Exactly. It does,
yeah,
exactly.
So that's what I do, and then I have people network like crazy, teach you about networking, and you want to not just reach the people you know, but the people they know and the people they know, and make as many contacts as you can and bring your idea in front of everyone. Don't discriminate. Tell everyone about your idea. Talk to people, talk to more people, and then talk to more people. And just get everyone excited, because you never know who's going to hold that golden key for you. Who is going to be the one who says, hey, you know what? Actually, my wife works for a company that would love a book like this. Because a lot of what I do, as you know, is I don't sell my books retail so much. With the over 5 million books I've sold, less than 150,000 have been through retail stores. I like to do things through premium sales and specialty sales, working with corporations and working with big charities.
And let me know, you say you also have a philosophy. It's a philosophy that you have with regard to your project. Can you share that?
Well, yeah. I mean, basically, you sort of alluded to it earlier. It's funny. One of the most important things I tell people is, look, you know, if you steal one person's work, then they call you a plagiarist. But if you steal everyone's work, they call you a researcher. And that is, you know, that's the way it is out there. So you absolutely, positively do not need to be an expert to succeed. Now, hear me clearly. I'm saying you do not need to be an expert to succeed. I obviously was not an expert in maternity care. And anyone who wants to debate that concept with me, you know, needs to understand the surroundings of my first book, The Maternal Journal, and how it succeeded. So many people have been convinced that they need to be this established, you know, guru in their field to write a book and succeed. And to me, that's discouraging, and it is patently untrue. So if that's true for your listeners, I'm here to say that while a degree is specialized knowledge, certainly, you know, it serves a purpose. You absolutely don't need to be a world's leading authority to sell tons of books and make a real difference in this world. It is far more important that you have passion for your project. Passion rules. And because anybody can figure out how to write a book. It's the why that's really important. And by the way, you don't have to justify your passion to anyone but yourself. That's an important thing, very important rule.
That's very deep, to actually take that last phrase and use it to yourself. because that's where self-esteem, self-value really shows up. You know, it doesn't matter what anyone's saying, as long as you know why, your why, what's moving you. Now, why would you say it's the number one thing stopping people from writing books, from, you know, putting that passion forward?
Oh, gosh. You know, I've been doing this for over 20 years, and I've coached thousands of writers, and I have definitely developed the philosophy that authors and potential authors, they're like chefs who have the right ingredients to get a masterpiece, but they don't know what to do or how to do it. So they need the right recipe, and Write It, Print It, Sell It definitely provides that. I mean, no question about it. We guarantee to help you get the book inside you out. You know my mission, and you've seen me live it for the, you know, known each other, and that is to have a permanent positive effect on as many people's lives as possible. So it breaks my heart when I see authors who allow their dreams and goals to slip away just because they needed a little help, you know, to get on track and stay on track. No one should ever have to take on a major challenge alone. We all need guidance. We all need a helping hand from others who have successfully, you know, they've walked the walk before us.
And you know what I'll say, what you lead me to want to, you know, add on, is most people do not know other successful individuals who can really create for them or help them create a vision that's bigger than their limitation. And that's where I see, you know, when you see someone succeed, you can say, look, if they did it, I can do it. And like you said, you don't have to recreate it. Follow a master. And I do, you know, I do look at you and I say, you know, you've done something that I have never heard anyone else do. Now, since you've done it, and since you did it the first time, you have taken a lot of other people with you and have shown them the way. And I know that you have, one person that you really led them to, you know, to getting a contract with a major corporation. Can you share some of those stories?
Oh, I mean, there's a lot of success. We've had a ton of success stories, but I guess my favorite is Carla. Is unbelievable. And this woman, first of all, bless her for giving me so much credit, you know, that she says she follows my method exactly. She followed it to the letter. That's great. I mean, and I know she did, actually. But what's hilarious is this woman has been at it for less than a year, and she has outsold me, which blows my mind, and I couldn't be prouder. I couldn't be happier. I hope she outsells me by 10 times. She has sold over $3 million worth of books in her first year. And she actually has a lot more coming. It's when I say she's outsold me, not in total, but for my biggest project and first year and all that, and her pace is way beyond my pace. Plus, she's turning it into a million other opportunities. She's incredible. Her testimonials on, you know, the Write It, Print It, Sell It website. And it's pretty straightforward. I mean, she had a book on preventing foreclosures. Pretty dry topic, actually, although timely. But lots of topics are timely. And she took it and she brought it to corporations, and she specifically brought it to Wells Fargo, and they liked it, and they said, hey, we'd love to give this away to our customers. And she pursued it in an intelligent, systematic way. And she followed step by step what I taught her. And sure enough, I mean, she is knocking it out of the park. But I want people to understand that, you know, my system and my methods, they work for any nonfiction subject. And then a lot of fiction, you know, work for it too. But I like to kind of, you know, I like to be sure. So I know it works for any nonfiction subject. And people have had remarkable success with books about relationships, cooking, nutrition, fitness, finance, motivation, travel, gifts, crafts. Career, workplace, I mean, so many others. So, and I want people to know that Write It, Print It, Sell It, it isn't just for beginners by any means. In fact, I really don't think it's for beginners. I think it's wonderful for beginners, and I think people who have books, it's extremely important because you will learn so much about marketing and the publishing business as a whole, and just about every aspect of the entire process of writing, printing, and selling a book. I mean, by the time you finish with Write It, Print It, Sell It, you know more about producing a book, you know, that you can really be proud of than most folks that work at big publishing houses. And I mean that quite literally. So it gives you everything you need, and it's presented in a style and format that you can understand and follow. You know how I operate. You know, it's very step by step.
I do, and one thing that stands out is the fact that you get paid anywhere between $5,000 to $10,000 and more for a one-hour speaking engagement. And here in the past, you also charged, you know, I mean, thousands of dollars for another program. And here you have developed the Write It, Print It, Sell It. And this you are launching at an incredible price that I can't even, you know, I mean, when you first told me, I was like, what? You know, I can't believe you're bringing all of this information, and not just information. Information is cheap, because if you take information and you bring it in and then you go home, you forget it and you never get out there. You are taking people through the actual step-by-step process of how to do it, and you will even take them by the hand. So, you know, share why your mission. Why is it that you're really making this accessible to people on a massive level?
Well, basically, I don't want to do too much selling. I want to provide people as much information. We have such a short call, but I will say this. You know, my goal was to chop the price of the product by 90%. Remember, I wasn't charging thousands of dollars for the product. I was being promoted. So this new product has never been seen before. And the old product, in all fairness, had personal coaching involved and a lot of Q&A. This is more of a stepping stone for people to get going, for people to understand, to learn lessons about the industry. You know, my idea was I had to make this so everyone could afford it, because I can't reach a big enough audience. I can't affect enough people's lives unless it's affordable. I mean, that's just the way it is. And people, you know, you can talk about taking action or you can take action. You can talk about your dreams or you can be proactive. That's just the way the world works. I didn't make it up that way. It truly is the way of the world. So people have a choice. People have an absolute choice. You know, it's funny because we're talking about writing a book, and we're talking about the different lessons that people can learn. But, Sandra, if there's one thing I would want everyone to hear, it's that I am officially petitioning to have the expression, good ideas are a dime a dozen, changed to great ideas are a penny a million. Because ideas really aren't anything. It's all marketing and execution. You know, John Grisham, super mega famous author, he's quoted as saying, it's a lot easier to write a book than to sell one. And I always like to tell people that the difference between just writing a book and successfully selling one, it's like the difference between throwing a bullet and shooting one. I mean, you know, I emphasize this point in so many different ways, and I don't know, do we have time for me to go into just like one way that really rings true?
Of course, we have 7 minutes. So before we go on, though, I want to give your website, www.writeitprintitsellit.com. That is where they can go, and there is also a gift involved if you go there, sign up, you know, and check this out, because this is really superb. So go ahead, Matthew. Yes, please.
Yeah, we do. We have a $39 bestseller self-evaluation quiz just for signing up with no obligation whatsoever. That's something we want to give you to help you assess where you stand right now with the idea of getting a book out. But when it comes to marketing and proving that marketing is everything, I love this story. Everyone knows Marlboro cigarettes, the most popular cigarette in the country. But very few people know Marlboro's history, and that is this. Marlboro used to be a woman's cigarette, and I am not kidding. Marlboro was a woman's cigarette, and their slogan was mild as May. No joke. Mild as May. And what happened was, in the 1960s, their, you know, PR guys and advertising guys said, you know, we're going to change our image. And they switched to manly cowboy advertising. They flicked a switch and said, we're not going to be a women's cigarette, we're going to be a men's cigarette. And we're going to be manly, and we're going to, you know, cowboys are going to smoke us, and construction guys are going to smoke us. And you know what happened? They increased their sales by over 5,000%, became the second most recognized logo in the world. And the product didn't change one bit. no change in the product. Can you imagine? Think about it. Same tobacco, same paper. But everything changed for them because they changed their marketing and their execution. So that's something that I get through to people in as many ways as I possibly can. I don't know if there's a more important lesson. It's not your idea. It's what you do about it. And it's not about the book. You know, Lance Armstrong's great book is called It's Not About the Bike. I always say it's not about the book. It's about what you become through the process of being an author, of successfully developing your project. That's what it's all about.
And these are such important lessons to learn in life. It's almost like, you know, you can have a business and you can have a business card. Having a business card is not really saying that you have a business. You know, there's not, it's like, you know, and this is an analogy. Now, you also believe that alternative marketing is more effective than selling your books to bookstores. Can you share a little bit of that?
Well, yeah, and by the way, I'm writing that down, what you just said. I really like that. Just because you have a business card doesn't mean you have a business. I really like it.
Simple.
Yeah, very simple and very poignant. The bottom line is I've sold over 5 million books, but less than 150,000 have been through the bookstore. So for me, the proof's in the pudding. I find it far more rewarding, exciting, and profitable to work through non-traditional marketing venues and methods. Because let's face it, I think everyone knows the publishing industry has changed immensely over the past 20 years. I mean, major publishers, really, they don't do much for authors at all anymore except print and distribute. And sometimes the distribution can get pretty dicey, to tell you the truth. And the fact of the matter is, they're not promoting anybody. I mean, my friend has her own TV show, and she just came out with her book, and they're not even – Simon & Schuster, biggest publisher in the world, and they're not – even promoting her, and she has a television show she's the star of, and they're still not promoting her. So it's really changed. In my career, I found that working with nonprofits and major corporations offers authors huge advantages. I mean, by working with the large companies and charities, you can make and keep more money, for one thing. You achieve instant viral marketing because the organizations are actually paying you to market your book and spread your mission statement and spread your message. Because they're buying your book, so they're paying you, yet they're distributing. Then you have much more control over your project when you do it this way than when you hand it over to a publisher. Plus, you don't have to deal with refunds and returns, which, trust me, is a bigger issue than most people think. So, you know, every single one of my projects has raised money for nonprofits and has been in conjunction with a major, major sponsor. And that's what we teach people, as you know. We teach people how to hook up with sponsors. Another person who's very effective at this is Brendan Burchard, who wrote Life's Golden Ticket. But he does things a little differently than I do. You know, I'm specifically for the author, and it's really going after somebody who can take your book and just blast it out there. And get it out to hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of people, which, if you put it on a shelf in a bookstore, just doesn't happen that way.
Well, Matt, you just laid it all out. You just put it right there, and you gave the benefits to what you stand behind. And you also mentioned Brendan, which I've heard also in the past. And he's, you know, his life story basically is what led him to, you know, to taking this on, and where he's at is also amazing. And you've really touched me, because the whole purpose is really leveraging and coming together. And you know, and where I am in West Palm Beach, the network that I've created, the framework, is bringing nonprofit organizations together along with businesses, along with educators, to really go forward and also to work so that we can help youth with Rise to Win for our youth. And you are a partner now. And because of that, I know we are going to be launching your seminar in our neighborhood, as well as around the world around the country, for all those who are privy to get this information. And like you said, you know, networking, and your name is out there. So I am proud to be an associate of yours, and I really do look forward to being able to take this on with people, you know, just impacting them, helping them, and really creating groundbreaking momentum and success with everyone that we end up touching. So, Matt, it has been a pleasure. Our 30 minutes are up, And, you know, I want to just once again go to www.writeitprintitsellit.com. Also go to www.risetowin.com. And there you can sign up for what's coming forward with Matt and I with the seminar. And, you know, stay tuned because this is just the beginning. So, Matt, it has been a pleasure. I thank you. And I look forward to impacting the world with you.
Thank you so much. Really, the pleasure has been mine. And you are really dynamic. It was a lot of fun. Thanks.
Bye, Matt.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a presentation of Power to Be You and Rise to Win for Our Youth. And you have just listened to a person who knows what he is doing. He walks the walk, talks the walk, and he lives the walk. So once again, empowerment is about becoming aware. It's about taking empowerment on, and then it's about taking action and creating that change for yourself and for all those that you will impact in your life. So this has been Sandra with a Power to Be You presentation.